Can the financial house you build for retirement withstand all the storms? Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and we know you have a lot of questions right now about retirement, maybe the one I just asked. Today on Wealth Creator Radio, we're going to give you some great ideas for your retirement. And of course, we do want you to remember Eric's phone number. It is 800-454-1184. Today, you'll hear all about Eric's blueprint to worryless wealth. And getting this blueprint can help you with some of your very concerns about retirement. We'll tell you all about that throughout the show. If there is something you'd like to specifically address, then of course reach out to us at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And with that, Eric, great to be here with you.
Oh, it's great to be here always and helping people figure out how to go forward with their financial lives and what to do. And, you know, we all remember the story or the fairy tale of the three little pigs and the big bad wolf. And, you know, that wolf would huff and puff and blow every house down except for the one that was built strong.
Yeah.
And that financial house is the thing that you want to, you know, make sure your retirement is built as strong, because you don't want your retirement to fall down halfway through it, for sure.
Exactly. It needs to withstand every storm. Why is it so important to build that sturdy financial house, Eric?
Well, I mean, we used to, you know, think retirement of 5 or 10 years was long. And now, wow, it could be 30, 40 years potentially for how long your retirement's going to be there. And you know, if you don't have it set up right and you don't have the things done right, it could be less than, you know, less than ideal, right? I mean, you really want to make sure that you have this lifestyle that you want, that you're able to live the way you want to do things. And, you know, maybe you're not doing lifestyles of the rich and famous, but at least you're, you know, doing the stuff you wanted to do and enjoying friends and family and doing the things that you had always dreamed of and you worked all those years to do. So sadly enough, a lot of people don't take the time to really think about their own financial house and how to build it and what steps, you know, just like any other house, you want to, you know, go through that whole process and make sure it's done right. And if it's not, it can be pretty ugly and unfortunately not the type of retirement, you know, you really want to have.
You know, Eric, we built our house. We lived in it for 8 years. Now we've moved from there. But when we did build it, the very first thing I did was pick out the plan, which was so much fun. I went through a book. I wanted a house with two stories, a master bedroom on the first floor, a bonus room for the kids and all that. When you compare that to trying to build a strong financial house, where do we start?
Yeah, well, it's very similar. I mean, it ideally should start with a plan. Now, the hard part is, yeah, when you first start out in your career, your life, right, you get a job and hopefully you have a 401k or an IRA at some point and you start putting money into it. You don't really have a plan. I hope there's some more money there later on. And that's all, that's kind of as the how in depth your plan got. And then, you know, maybe you've got kids along the way and other things. And so maybe you're planning for some of those costs. But again, still, you know, that's something that we're building for our retirement. So we'll figure out those plans later. And so you just kind of keep doing that. And then it tends to be probably for most people I find in their 50s, sometimes either early 50s, mid 50s or whatever, definitely in their 60s. That's when they're starting to try to really visualize that, you know, what that retirement's going to look like. And then that's when they start going, oh my gosh, I have to, you know, have a plan to really do something there to get that going, right? Yeah, you can't just say, oh yeah, I like all these walls. What about the roof and what about the electricity and plumbing? And, you know, there's a lot more to a house, right, than just what it looks like from the sides. And so, yeah, that's when you start needing to have that plan put into place. And, you know, obviously there's some key things. You know, how do you have some money that's guaranteed, some foundational assets that can't go away, that will be there forever, that won't go down when the market crashes, either a dot-com crash or a, you know, great recession and financial crisis crash, pandemic crash. I mean, name your favorite crash du jour. There's plenty of places where, you know, we've seen that, you know, your finances can go down. So we want to have a good foundation to base off of that money and base that retirement on. You know, then you want to start building the walls and stuff. So, you know, really what you want to do is make sure you've got that plan done. You know, start thinking about that plan. And, you know, once you have that plan, it's everything else kind of falls into place, right? Because then it's, you know, just, I mean, if you're building an actual house, obviously you're hiring a contractor and say, okay, hey, this is what I want here and this is what I want there. And they look at the plans and they can go back and go, oh, yeah, you know, this is pretty easy to do. And so, you know, that's one of the things that you want to have done. And, you know, anything that we do, I mean, like one of my hobbies is cycling, and I do a lot of riding. I'm still on my mission to ride 50 miles in all 50 states. And, you know, every time I do one of these rides, I have a plan. I have a route. Never once does it come as I planned. There's always something that happens, something that changes it. But, you know, that's, you know, just like with building, you know, there's going to be something that comes up. But at least I had a plan. At least I know where I'm roughly going. I know what I'm trying to accomplish. And so it makes it a lot easier. So you can't predict everything and say go right or wrong in the plan, but at least having that plan allows you to go back to that and say, oh, okay, you know, if my route was off or this isn't going to work out this way, we need to move this wall over, you know, same type of thing. So, you know, once you have that plan, life is easy to meet and address all these things that come at you. So, you know, most planning in the financial planning industry, it's usually about anywhere from 500 to 2,000 or more to get the one of these plans set up and done. Now, one of the things that we've been trying to do with at Heckman Financial is really try to get this information out more to people. And so we've actually developed a process where we have a first meeting where we kind of just find out what you're worried about, what are your concerns. And then we have a strategy session, say, okay, here is where your plan is headed. You have one. You don't know you have a plan, but you actually do. So we'll tell you what plan you're on. We'll tell you some of the goods and bad things on that plan. And then at the end of that second meeting, that's when you've learned a lot about what you already have. That's when you decide, hey, do you want to work with us or not? But again, there's normally that cost, that upfront fee has been waived. So for people listening to the radio station today or the podcast, you know, we do this with no cost, no fee. So again, if you want to set up a time, all you have to do is leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, after we selected the house plan that we wanted, then we had to take it to an architect so she could customize it to our lot and make that blueprint. So should we get help when we're trying to create that blueprint for retirement?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, that's what our process is called, the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, because we want you to worry less about your portfolio and your finances and more about, you know, where to go on vacation or how to have more fun. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the big critical things. I mean, lots of times people may have been working with somebody and they think they may have a plan. Lots of times those people are more just investment counselors and they're not really talking about the overall planning aspects, not talking about taxes, not talking about legacy, healthcare issues. You know, how does your income affect your Medicare premiums? All these little things that kind of tie in together, which a blueprint can go over, but just little components may miss a lot of that. So if you wanted to get that review of that plan and or maybe just get a real blueprint, you know, combined and built for you, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial. So, you know, all you have to do is give us a call. We'll set up a time. Again, no cost, no obligation. 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial continues right after this.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest 5-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every single week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement. We're going to start off right now with a financial fail. We don't want to be negative, but this is something that we can learn from. These are experiences that people have had. Eric, you tell us about them, and then we can always go, okay, guess I won't be doing that. So what financial fail do you have for us today?
Yeah, well, I mean, this one's one I think I've mentioned maybe in the past, but basically it was a client back in the dot-com days where he'd had so much options in, you know, in a big company downtown San Jose that he could pretty much retire. So we developed a 5-year retirement plan. Now, the hard part was is $3 billion of options. We just had to sell those. And he'd have to pay like $1 million in taxes, which is really painful.
Wow.
But you know, that way, you know, he would be able to do this plan. Well, we went through the plan, did all the planning part, and he's just like, I can't pay that tax. So he sold $500,000 worth, bought some stuff, and didn't really even invest it. The remaining $2.5 million quickly became $500,000. He ended up working almost 15 years, not 5. Because of that huge drop and that huge, you know, downhill. And so, you know, anytime you're, you know, I mean, markets are funny, right? I mean, there's some times where some stocks are great and some stocks are awful and they shoot up. And, you know, one of the things that I think's most critical is anytime you have a lot of money in any one company, just start selling some off. And it may be annoying, may be depressing, because then all of a sudden it shot back up, right? And you could have made more.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of like, you know, the kid in the candy store. Hold it, I could eat more. I could eat more. No, at some point your stomach's going to blow. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, so, hey, if you got some profits, you made some money, take it, diversify it, and then make sure you keep it. And, you know, my clients that have done that have been way more successful and way less stressed than the ones that have just tried to let it all ride at one company. And unfortunately, I've seen it way too many times with big, huge companies that no way could they ever go down, and then they went down. Mm. So, yeah, so there is no guaranteed company or guaranteed stock for sure.
Right. So that's the thing to keep in mind. So I want to just give your phone number out, Eric. It's 800-454-1184. And every week, Eric gives us a story of something that we can learn from. If you have your own questions about retirement, of course, you may call Eric anytime at this number, 800-454-1184. Or better yet, set up an appointment with him. Go in and visit with him in person about your retirement. He's offering you a discovery visit complimentary today, like he does every week on our show. We're talking today about how your retirement needs to be solid, just like the way you would build a house, right? You want your house to be solid. First of all, Eric, in just talking about your home, your house, what's the favorite part of your house?
I guess our pool. I mean, it's always nice to be swimming, especially when it's nice and warm.
Yes. I'm telling you, that was my dream, to always have a pool. But when we were building our home, you know, we were looking around at homes, and we found this one house that did have a pool, and I wanted it so badly, but it had a crack in the foundation when you went down to the basement. And we asked my father-in-law to come look at it. He was a builder. And he told my husband, you kids can make your own decision. You know, you don't need me. And my husband was like, we really need you to check this basement out. When he came down and saw that crack, he's like, no, you cannot buy this house. So anyway, I was pretty bummed because it had a really nice pool and that's what I wanted. So we know the foundation is the most boring part probably of the house because it's a slab of concrete and, you know, all that. But you have to have a solid foundation, right? So what needs to make up that foundation so our retirement can last, Eric?
Well, once upon a time, it was a pension. Mm-hmm. Oops, right? No,
yeah.
Most of us don't have those now.
Right.
And Social Security is, you know, a government program that should be there always in some format, but... Yeah, there's a lot of pressures on that program, and especially down the road. So, you know, that's something that will help, but it's not going to be, by any means, the only thing that you need to have to live on and be able to survive on. And so, yeah, then really you're talking about how do you have some other guaranteed money? How do you have some money that's always going to be there? Obviously, you can use the banks, and, you know, the banks have been horrifically low for... you know, more than a decade now, you know, that the interest rates have been very, very low. So, you know, the 5%, 6%, and 7% CDs just don't exist, right? So,
right.
So that's not going to be something where you can easily retire on. Government bonds, again, just like bank rates have been super low. So again, you can't just buy a bunch of treasuries and live off those earnings. And so then lastly, the only thing that leaves is insurance companies. And insurance companies do have some really great products. There's some great products. You have to be careful. I mean, you don't want the variable kind. You usually want the fixed kind. But, yeah, if you look for the right ones and you know all the little tricks and the little gotchas and you feel comfortable with all that, then they can be a great way to basically buy your own pension or buy your own income and have a reserve of money that can't go away. And, man, I just cannot really tell people how critical that is when times are tight. Because when things get bad, that's when a financial planner should be really showing how great their planning was. And if their plan tells you to hold on, you know, that's not a plan. I mean, that's like somebody, you know, on the side of a cliff saying, you know, oh, well, my plan is just to tell you to hold on. No. How about get a rope or something, right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, if you don't have a good foundation, that's literally going to be the message that people are going to tell you is just hold on. But if you have a good foundation, then it's like, hold it. We've got some money here. We've got some access to cash that we can take, and it's not going to hurt us because we've built that good foundation. And it's not built on all hopes and dreams and hoping everything goes up. So, you know, yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest critical things is, you know, making sure that there's some income there for the rest of your life. And, you know, one of the things that we can actually do for people is look at an income security analysis. And so really what this is a way to, you know, make sure not only did you build those assets, but did you build assets that you have the ability to turn on income? Again, that's the ability to generate income from your assets. That is the most critical part. It's not how many points on the scoreboard you got. It's how much dollars coming into your mailbox every month or nowadays your checking account, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's one of the things that we want to do is, and so one of the things we can look at is, okay, well, of your assets right now, how much income can we guarantee? How much income, you know, is going to be there? And how much, what percentage of your spending does that make up? And if it only makes up 20 or 30 or 40% of your spending, that means you got a lot of risk in terms of how you're going to get money to live on. If it makes up 80 or 90% of your money, then it means you're pretty safe for retirement, right? So, you know, if you want to have that analysis done and you want to look at that income security question and have an answer to that, you know, will my money last? Will I run out of money? Biggest questions always for retirement. And this income security analysis can help you tell that answer to you. Again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message, and we'll set up a time to talk with you. It can be virtual or, you know, online or in person. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly and online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And so as we build a strong foundation for a sturdy financial house, what happens when you realize there could be a shortfall of income?
Well, it's better to find that out before than after.
That's true. So, yeah.
One of the things that a lot of people don't do is they don't sit down and figure out how much their income is. Probably one of the biggest, not lies, not mistruths, but just stuff that we don't really be honest with ourselves, I guess. It's hard to phrase that correctly, but everybody thinks they spend way less than they spend. And I have yet to ever beat, I mean, I met one guy who was super, super monstrously analytical, and he spent like 2 weeks figuring out why he had $1,000 more that we figured out he was spending than he calculated. But most people have no clue, and they're usually off by it. Not a little bit. I mean, it's usually 20 to 40% off how much they're spending. So the easiest way to find out reality check spending level is take your last 12 bank statements, add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12. And, you know, if you add up all your withdrawals, divide by 12, that's how much you literally spent in the last 12 months. If you're paying off your credit card, hopefully every month from that checking account, that covers your credit card spending. So that is literally how much money you spent. I mean, my mom was always our chief worrying officer. She was always worried about how we're going to have enough money, how we're going to be able to do this. So that's why our process is worry less wealth. We want to make sure you worry less about your retirement, having fun and enjoying life. So again, if that's something you'd like to take us up on, there's no cost, no obligation for listeners today. You know, we're waiving our planning fee. So all you have to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, if you give us a call, we'll set up a time, either virtual or in person. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Eric is hosting an informational year-end tax planning webinar Tuesday, December 1st at 6 p.m. Sign up now at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for this informational webinar on Tuesday, December 1st at 6 p.m. with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
We are so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today we're talking about building your financial house from the ground up. And after we lay that foundation, then, you know, you have to have the rest of it. You finish it with the walls and the roof. So Eric, what typically makes up the walls of our financial house?
Well, for my process, I usually like to call that the steady income assets. So this is stuff that is not tied to the stock market, but pays you good income. So this is stuff that you can kind of count on. It's not going to be super exciting, but it's going to be good for you. And definitely when you're needing retirement income, the income's there while you're still working. You can reinvest that income and have that money put someplace else. So these can be loan funds, debt funds, real estate funds, different things like that. And most of these are paying 5 to 7% on a monthly basis, ideally. So, you know, it's a great way to have some income and have some money, just some money that's going to be there that you can, you know, pretty much count on. You can't say it's guaranteed, so it can have issues and stuff sometimes, but, you know, it's not having the volatility that the stock market's in.
You know, Eric, as we're in our working years, we save and we do invest our money, but that approach is going to differ once we retire. Tell us what typically changes about investing in retirement.
Yeah, so really the weird part about investing is we pretty much have been trained to do it backward. So the 401ks and IRAs of the world and 403bs and 457s, all these different numbers, they basically all say, put everything in the stock market, put everything in the stock market. Now, if you look at a Harvard or Yale endowment fund, or you look at the PERS, you know, the Public Employees Retirement System Fund, any of those things, they would never, ever put 100% of their money in the stock market. So why do we do that for our own retirement? It doesn't really make sense, but in a way it's okay because, you know, in your 20s and 30s, you're not going to be touching that money for literally 30 or 40 years. So that's a long time to have that money there. But, you know, as you get older and get, you know, have more money built up, that's when you need to start looking at having, adding those more foundational assets, adding more of that steady income money. And then really when you're in that retirement red zone, that 5 to 10 year time frame out from when you want to retire, that's when it is so critical to start moving those assets into the position to be where they need to be for retirement. You don't want to go, oh, I'm retiring tomorrow, so let's move all my assets today. And oh, by the way, today is a really bad economy or a bad time frame, or, you know, right? It could be another crash or whatever it might be. So, yeah, you want to have that time frame in front of you to make those changes. But yeah, once you get that nest egg up to where it's, you know, you're finishing up the accumulation phase, and once you're in distribution, all the rules change. Everything else matters so much different when you're in that distribution phase.
And, you know, there's a couple different paths we could take once we get into retirement with our money. That's where it's kind of hard to figure out, you know, how much of your money needs to be in a conservative, more conservative vehicle, and then where can we afford to take more risk?
Yeah, exactly. And conservative is always one of those fun words to use, right? Because probably back in 1999, you know, a conservative.com stock was only doing 30 or 40%, right? And back in the mid 2000s, real estate would only go up 10 or 15% a year, right? So those were conservative time frames, right? Supposedly. Uh-huh. So yeah, until those things all blew up and and then we realized, no, those were kind of insane expectations.
Wow, yeah.
And so, yeah, so what happens is then if you look at, like, say, 2010 after the financial crisis, people wanted almost all their money to be super safe and super conservative. And that's probably also the wrong answer. So, you know, one of the things that you want to do is you want to kind of gradually do this over time. You know, you don't want to just turn on a dime and say, hey, I'm retiring in a week, I'm going to make everything more conservative or something. You know, really what you want to do is you have kind of itemize it out to different buckets of money in a way to think of it is, you know, have some of your money you're probably not going to touch much for 5 or 10 years into retirement, but some you're going to need money right away, and some kind of, you know, you might need a little bit of it. So, you know, you do want to have it allocated that way. As you, you know, get closer to retirement, yeah, you do want to have those foundational assets, those assets that guarantee your money for the rest of your life, or at least guarantee your money from loss. But, you know, they're averaging ideally 3 to 7%. And then you want that steady income money that's paying out 5 to 7%. Then, of course, you have the market money, right? Well, what's the worst part about the market money? What's right? Well, for the last decade or more, it's been the bond funds. I mean, the bond funds have not made hardly anything. If you compare them to inflation, you know, it's probably a break even. And throw in taxes, it's probably a lost money on them. So, again, that's where if you've got some foundational assets, some steady income money, then you could take a little bit more risk on the market money. But again, it only works when you got a plan. If you're just trying to say, hey, I'm going to do this and this and this, and, you know, it may come out very poorly because it's kind of like my boys were making a chocolate mousse, and which was impressive, actually. but then they're like, oh, hold on. It says you're supposed to add the after. It's like, dudes, yeah, read the whole recipe first, then you go start putting the steps in. You don't start putting the stuff in and then read the recipe. So,
right.
You know, and it actually turned out pretty good, so I can't complain. But, you know, but still, yeah, sometimes some of those mess ups can be really not so tasty. And so, you know, that's what you want to do is you want to have that recipe, have that plan. And then you also want to know how much risk do you have. And, you know, I mean, unfortunately, not the best way to find out about risk is not to go through a massive downturn and see how much you lose. You know, that's kind of the wrong time frame to be learning that, right? So, you know, what we've done is we actually have this great process that can simulate your assets today, what it would look like, say, in another 08 when the market crashed, or 2013, which was a great year of the market. and really look at all those time frames and say, okay, here's the roller coaster you're on. Here's how big and low it gets. And if you want to be on the kiddie roller coaster, but you're the one that does three flips and, you know, a massive drop and then goes backward, you know, it's good to know that on before they, you know, latch you in, right? And so, you know, that's one of the things that we can do with this analysis is really kind of tell you how much risk do you have. And there's no right or wrong answer. It's just, are you okay with that kind of risk, right? And so, yeah, if that's something you want to do, you know, we can do this portfolio stress test. Great idea to do that. Information that's super critical to have. So again, if that's something you'd want to do, just give us a call and leave us a message. We'll get back to you on what we would need to get that stress test done. There's no cost, no obligation. We just need whatever assets you have right now. We'd put that into our system and then we'll send you this great report. So again, it's 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So we've covered the foundation and the walls, Eric. What makes up the roof of our financial house?
Well, really, that's the growth assets, right? That's the stock market and everything else. That's the stuff that you're, you know, if you want to add another story, that's where you keep growing the money, right? So, I mean, I've been in this business for 30 years and, you know, just over those last 30 years or so, I mean, there's been a lot of upticks and downticks, right? So there, you know, you get the big run-ups and then you get the big crashes and, you know, it ebbs and flows. And, you know, it's really more about asset allocation in terms of asset classes, meaning like, say, in the 2000s, the top items in the 2000s were emerging market stocks, small company stocks, and real estate investment trusts. In the 2010s, it was large company stocks. And, you know, 2020s, who knows, right? Yeah. And so that's the thing that happens is you can pretty much be guaranteed that whatever's the top one is not going to be the top one next year or the year after, right? So, you know, if you wanted to have that blueprint to worry less wealth, if you want to have that process set up to where, again, where we can make sure you can turn those assets into now things that can generate income to make sure you have that retirement you want to have. I mean, we all have a plan. It's just maybe we haven't written it down. We haven't figured out what it is. So we'll tell you what that plan is. We'll go through what your concerns are. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. But again, for anybody who's listening today, we're not charging a fee for this. We're waiving our normal planning fee. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Eric is hosting an informational year-end tax planning webinar Tuesday, December 1st at 6 p.m. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for this informational webinar on Tuesday, December 1st at 6 p.m. with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And I always like to have my monthly contributor here, Drew Frampton, to kind of give us a little bit of update on real estate and the mortgage market in general. So yeah, it's great to have you here, Drew.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so, you know, I do have a crystal ball in my conference room. It's actually kind of getting probably a little dusty. I don't know if we have anybody cleaning that off. And Nowadays, of course, you don't want to be touching it because, you know, it has to be sanitized, all that fun stuff, right? But I've never found the on switch, which is really hard. So, you know, but despite that, you know, let's maybe talk about the real estate market. You know, what's it look like? And I mean, obviously, all the COVID stuff has had some effect. I mean, I know initially it was really bad where people couldn't even see houses and such, but I know that's gotten a lot better. But I mean, what do you think about things going forward here? And should somebody, you know, upsize, or should somebody stop renting and try to buy? And yeah, you know, what do you think?
Yeah, so I think, you know, just to preface this, obviously, you know, like you alluded to, there is no crystal ball out there. So some of this is speculation. Some of this is backed up with some hard data, but it's still probably a little too early to really tell. But there's certainly some trends that are changing. And, you know, COVID in general, because we have sheltered in place, people have been considering shelter, right? And they've been thinking, what does shelter mean to me? And what do I really need in my shelter? And back that.
How do you get 6 feet away from your family? No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Right. Need a bigger house for that.
Exactly. That's something that a lot of people are considering. I read an article that over half of Americans working are working from home. You know, and so, yeah, most people, I think, out of the denser metro areas probably have a spare bedroom. But I was on a call, a Zoom call, and it was a guy who runs a pretty big real estate centered magazine, if you can call it that, or news site or whatnot. But he was doing this Zoom call, and the guy's pretty successful. And he, you know, I believe he lives in the city. He was doing the call from his bedroom because he doesn't have a spare room, right? So it was, you know, telling that there's a lot of people in these dense city centers that they, you know, working from home is a little bit different for them, right? They're in the living room, or they're at, you know, in their bedroom, at the breakfast nook. They don't have a designated place to work. And I think there is certainly people who have decided, you know what, work from home is actually working out for me, but I need a little bit more space. And so some of that trend is going to continue on, I believe, even once some of these larger companies say, okay, you can return to work. So, you know, I do believe that there's going to be a push for a little bit more space, both on the outside of the homes and on the interior of homes. You know, offices, a designated place to work is probably going to be important for people. You know, I think the suburban and even exurb, which is the kind of that the communities outside of the suburban areas, will probably do really well post this pandemic.
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of values and stuff, I mean, you know, what do you think? I mean, should people be trying to upsize now, or, you know, wait till, you know, like a lot of the stuff is always, you know, sell in spring, right? And all that stuff. But yeah, sometimes if you're going to be working for 6 months in a cramped area of your house and driving yourself nuts, maybe that's not the best thing to do. So what do you think about, should people try to sell now or move up and get those larger spaces, or wait, or what does your crystal ball reading say?
Yeah. You know, I have a default response to that crystal ball reading there, which is it's always a good time to buy, right? And everyone chuckles because, well, that's the salesman coming out. But I truly believe that. And the reason why I tell people, hey, it's always a good time to buy is there's always as long as exceptions to that, right? As long as you have a long-term view, right? 5-10 years. As long as it's affordable for you to buy, right? And as long as you get some sort of product that is conservative and not going to, you know, put you at too much risk, right? So for me, I'm typically biased towards, you know, the more fixed products, 30 years. If you can do the 20s and 15s, fantastic. But I like those fixed products for people buying their primary homes. For the most part, again, there's no one size fits all. But if you were going to say, Drew, no, you can't give me this super watered down answer of it's always a good time to buy. You know, I would say that I believe the government's printing money, right? We'll call it stimulus. And I believe interest rates are low and probably will be low for a while here. And I still believe people will want to live in homes, and if they can and it makes sense for them, buy homes. So I do think that the housing market's going to look good. I think it's going to look a little different, though, from pre-pandemic, right? So, for instance, right now, and this is coming from experience, condos are a little bit harder to sell right now. Right? There's not as much demand. But in specific areas at the right prices, you know, we're having houses sold within hours. So there is definitely lots of demand for that.
Yeah, I know my building only allows two people in the elevator at a time. So yeah, if you're living in some of these, we're in downtown San Jose, if you're in some of these high rises, that might put a little crimp in the whole condo living when you have to wait, you know, a half hour to go up to right to well, your condo or something. So I could see what that could be definitely effective, you know, and then all the amenities, the reason why people like condos and stuff like that, if a lot of those are stay shut down or stay not being able to use as much, kind of takes some of the, you know, the value out of it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people, I think, in these condos that if you're in a desirable area, you know, for instance, if you're in a city center like San Francisco, even you're paying a pretty high price for a very small space, most likely. And the reason why you do that is you're close to all these things that are all shut down.
Yeah. And again, we're talking about real estate and, you know, if you've got a question on mortgages and should you be changing a house or what are the options out there? I mean, one of the best things you do is just give Drew a call. They're very consultative in their approach. And yeah, why don't you give us that, that phone number again, and what's the best way to, you know, for them to get a hold of you to get that consultation?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can give us a call at 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. Or you can visit us online at o2mtg.com. That's O as in Oscar, the number 2, mtg.com.
Pick up the phone. Make sure you take a little bit of time to get these answers, you know, really, you know, solved and figure out if are you in the best situation or not. So it was great having you on here, Drew. You know, we'll have you back next month. But you know, with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio with me, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest 5-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
We're so glad to have you here with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We've come to the time in our show where we like to give you an example of someone's wealth success story. And it's always a good lesson to see how something worked out for the best for somebody. So, Eric, what do you have for us today?
So this is just a client that he happened to be lucky enough to join the right company at the right time. You know, this little company out in Cupertino that, you know, that Forrest Gump said, yeah, I think they have an orchard and they have apples or something. No, but was getting a lot of great stock options and realized that, hey, I just need to do something to make sure I have this money for the rest of my life. You know, he was in that retirement red zone, so he's in that 5 to 10 year time frame away. And so, you know, we just knew that we had to pay some of the tax and, you know, exercise some of those options and sell some of that stock and, you know, lock it into other things that are guaranteed safe, that are going to be secure. So they got a lot of foundational assets set up. Now they even have some steady income assets set up. And really right now, ignoring all his current stock, just off of the stuff that he sold over the last couple of years, you know, he could be retired for the rest of his life and probably be, you know, fine. And so the nice thing is, yeah, had he kept the stock, he would have had more money. You know, hindsight, right? 2020.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But having the comfort knowing that, hey, whatever happens going forward here now won't really matter, that I'm still good no matter what happens, that I know my retirement's set and all this extra stuff is just the icing on the cake. Hey, you know, that is the way to have a nice retirement. And that's the way to be finishing a career very well, because, you know, whatever, if your bosses start annoying you or whatever you want to say, you know, if you, anytime you want, you could just stop working and you know you're going to be set. Hey, that's a great place to be, right? So, you know, so that's one of the keys is, you know, is making sure you've got that plan set. You know, even if you're not lucky enough to have a bunch of stock for one company, you know, just making sure that you know you've put some money away, that you've got some guaranteed assets, you get some steady income. So you know that base is there, that baseline of income that you need. And the rest is, again, like I said, icing on the cake. So that's a good place to be to go forward. We're a fiduciary-based advisor, which means we have to do what's in your best interest always. Everything's disclosed. Everything's upfront and honest. So, you know, then at that process, then we go over how we do our planning and what the costs and so forth are. So, but again, to get up to that point, no cost, no obligation. So that's something that, you know, we want to help the listeners with. And so again, we've been waiving that fee for that. Give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. You can always listen to our podcast on anywhere you listen to a podcast, or you can even tell Google or Alexa to play Wealth Creator Radio. Thanks a lot.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.